USA Radio News.
I think President Trump is prepared to do what's necessary to address what is a real humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
Vice President Mike Pence on ABC's Good Morning America. Now at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday, we can expect President Trump to address the nation regarding border security. William McGurn is the former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, and now with the Wall Street Journal, he has some advice for President Trump tonight.
I'm a less is more person.
Okay. Look,
the Ten Commandments were fit on two stone tablets. The Gettysburg Address was 271 words. I'm a less is more. I think that they can do it.
Accused Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz is in court today in one of many of his procedural hearings. The prosecution says this should be a very easy case to prosecute.
It's a fairly straightforward case that does not require years and years to prepare for.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The latest Small Business Optimism Index is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
Small business owners' confidence in the U.S. economy falling for the fourth consecutive month. Their outlook on the business conditions in America falling to their lowest level since late 2016. That's according to the National Federation of Independent Business, which maintains the index. The conservative-leaning small business lobby says its index fell to 104.4 in December from November's 104.8 reading. Economists had expected a December reading of 103. And the index had set a high of 108.8 in August. That broke a July 1983 record. The survey's a monthly snapshot of small businesses in the U.S., which account for about half of all private sector jobs.
The online streaming service Hulu is saying they now have over 25 million subscribers and gained 8 million in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What does it take to become an everyday millionaire, as Chris Hogan puts it? Now, Hogan is a New York Times best-selling author and financial expert. He has a new book out titled Everyday Millionaires. Hogan talks to millionaires from across the countries and finds out some interesting stats, like 79% of millionaires did not receive any inheritance from their parents or other family members. Hogan also tells Fox News, becoming a millionaire, it takes hard work.
Well, I think it's an opportunity that people are seeing for themselves. Listen, we at Ramsey Solutions have seen people that do the right things over time. They have success with money. But if you think about it, in our culture today, they say it's not possible, that the little man can't get ahead.
Right.
You know, the 12-year-old congressman out west doesn't believe that it's possible, right? And so you hear this time and time again, so I wanted to know the truth. So we did the largest study that's ever been done on millionaires, so much so we had to commission to get outside help to talk to millionaires all across the country. We talked to over 10,000 of them to find out the truth. Fear can be real, but you don't want to let it dominate you.
Hogan next discusses the ups and downs of the stock market and says fear is a real thing.
So I look at the stock market a lot like the supermarket. There are things that you can buy that are good for you in the supermarket and things not so good, right? That cookie aisle. So what I want people to understand is that investing is that same way. You want to understand what it is, your timeline, your risk tolerance, and what you're expecting.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.